the first installment on this obligation by presenting The Awful Truth, starring Claudette Colbert and Cary Grant. Which reminds me that we still owe an obligation to Miss Colbert. Whenever she's done a comedy for us in the past, Claudette has always said that next time she'd like to do a serious drama. And we've solemnly promised that she could. And we'd keep that promise if she'd give us the chance. But we're continually finding comedies that she insists on doing. And I'm not a man with either the courage or the inclination to refuse Claudette anything. At lunch not long ago, we talked about plans for the opening coming, for the coming season in the Lux Radio Theater. The moment I mentioned The Awful Truth, I noticed a hungry gleam in Claudette's eye. But quickly explained, of course, that wouldn't interest you. It's a comedy. I was wrong again. Before we came to dessert, Claudette was asking for the script. The memorable performance of Cary Grant as Jerry in the film produced by Columbia Pictures Corporation instantly suggested him for the same role in our radio adaptation, but he was easier to cast than to find. In fact, Cary Grant is probably one of the hardest men in Hollywood to find. Our intelligence service, however, tracked him to the beach, where he'd gone swimming with Phyllis Brooks. That gave us another idea, and we signed them both right there, dripping wet. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the very pleasant truth is that we're ready to give you the awful truth as we raise the curtain on a new season in the Lux Radio Theater and act one of our play, starring Cary Grant as Jerry and Claudette Colbert as Lucy, with Phyllis Brooks as Barbara. The sunlamp room of a midtown Manhattan athletic club. Hank, the attendant, is piling towels on a shelf as a young man in gym trunks makes a hurried entrance. He's Jerry Warriner, a tall young man, well-built and healthy. But just now, there's a sharp contrast between his decided pallor and the two dark, magnificent circles under his eyes. With a quick movement, he bounces up on the table and stretches out luxuriously.
All right, Hank, my man, turn on that sun lamp. Give her all she's got.
Well, about 15 minutes on each side is all I'd recommend, Mr. Warner.
Oh, no, 15 minutes, nothing. I've got to get a deep Florida tan if it takes all afternoon. Give it the juice.
Well, okay.
Attaboy. All aboard for Miami, Palm Beach, and Point South.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hello, Frank.
I heard you were in here. Thought maybe you'd like to play a little squash.
Sorry, Frank, no time.
Say, you're awfully white-skinned for a guy who just spent 2 weeks in Florida.
Yeah, no, that's just what I thought.
What did you do down there? Carry a parasol? Or didn't you go?
Don't let any idea like that get around.
I get it. Pulling a fast one on the little wife, eh?
Oh, now look, Frank, I'm surprised at you. I'm supposed to have been in Florida. Now suppose one of Lucy's friends says, why isn't he tanned? Well, Lucy's going to be embarrassed. Well, I'm going to be tanned, Lucy's not going to be embarrassed. And what wives don't know won't hurt them.
What was it? A poker trip?
Sure, a fellow's got to bust out once in a while, assert his independence. Boy, did I assert it.
Yeah, you certainly look it. But I'll bet you wouldn't like Lucy to pull a stunt like that on you.
Why not? After all, a person doesn't have to stop being an individual just because she gets married.
Maybe. Anyhow, how about coming over to my house for breakfast? We were all out late last night and some of the gang is stopping by.
I got a better idea. Everybody come to my place. Lucy will fix up breakfast for us and maybe later we can sneak away and play some golf. What do you say?
I'm convinced. I'll see you later.
Okay, ladies and gents, come on in. The joint is yours.
Jerry, that sunburn. You're positively vermilion.
Yeah?
Wait till Lucy sees what Florida did for you.
Yeah, where is she? Hey, Lucy! Lucy! Surprise! Well, well, hello, old dog of mine. How you been? Hey, where's Mama? Where is she?
Welcome back, Mr. Warner.
Oh, hello, Celeste. Will you tell Mrs. Warner I'm here?
I'm sorry, sir. Mrs. Warner's not at home.
Not home? Where'd she go?
I don't know, sir.
Oh, well, when did she leave?
I'm not sure, sir. I think last night.
You mean she hasn't been... She... Oh, well, okay, never mind.
What's the matter, Jerry? No welcoming arms to greet you this trip?
Now mind your own business, will you? Come to think of it, she probably ran up to her Aunt Patsy's cabin in the mountains. She always does it, she gets lonely.
Suppose her Aunt Patsy wasn't home?
Oh, I get it. I'm up to my neck in funny people, huh? No, seriously, I wish Lucy would go out and get some fun for herself now and then. Do her good. That's the trouble with marriage. People are always imagining things, and the next thing you know, they end up in a divorce court.
Ah, the broad-minded man from Miami.
Yeah, well, if you think you're going to get a chance to prove my broad-mindedness, you're crazy. She's up at Aunt Patsy's cabin, and I'll bet on it. Saying, is that a spot, Frank? Why, the
Hello,
fish just...
everybody.
Up at Aunt Patsy's cabin, eh? Well, there's Patsy now. Some fun,
oh,
eh?
Shut up. Hey, turn...